Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, here at the KUAC studios with me. We're at the KUAC Alaska Live Archive Studios. It's Emily Anderson and her band. Welcome, you guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And we have your whole band here. Emily Anderson, you're the singer-songwriter and on ukulele for this first song. You got Hannah Schrager here with the vocals and Rachel DeTemple playing fiddle, Jeremiah Bakken on guitar, and Travis Burrows on drums. What are we going to hear first?
This first one is a song that I wrote for the illustrious Hannah Hill. This is called Space.
Stars, can you name the constellations? Can you find Venus and Mars? I'm sipping bourbon with Orion. Cassiopeia is at my door. She keeps arguing with Hercules. Hell, if I know. I've been thinking.
you.
Yeah. Oh, Emily, that song, Space, from your newest CD was really delightful. And I think it can talk about space here in Alaska and maybe space, what, in your mind? And
oh, yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It encapsulates a lot, space.
NASA.
Yeah.
That's the second track on this newest album, Simple Things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your first full-length album, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And all the folks you have here on the Alaska Live studio right now are on this album also.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. And Hannah is here backing vocals, and she's not the only one that sings with you on the album, but here you guys sing just like songbirds. That was really nice harmonies.
Thank you. Our voices are friends.
Your voices are friends. It's so true. You said that first song, Space, was written for Hannah Hill. I know that sometimes she gets trapped in her car listening to KUAC, so maybe we trapped
her. Yeah, maybe you're listening now, Hannah.
Yeah. We've probably trapped other people in their cars.
Okay. You know, with love and music.
People have driveway moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, gosh, I want to hear another song before we start talking too much about the new album, because I think that first song was a really good way of capturing how delightful this new album is. So let's jump into another song and then chat a little bit.
Great. Okay, this next one is called Lost and Found. I try very, very hard to tell you. Sometimes I am thinking I don't want to tell you anything. I try very, very hard to look like I am listening. Do I look like I am listening? Very well. I am glad that my act is convincing. Sometimes I wish very much that I was not a human. For if I were a fish or dog or cat or turtle, I would probably hate all the humans. Sometimes I wish very much that I could be more honest. How do you know I'm being honest? Honestly, I could just be saying this to charm you.
sometimes I wish very much that I had never loved you. For if I had never loved you, I would never know how hard it is to leave you. To leave you. Leave you. You.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
This is KUAC's Alaska Live. My guest, Emily Anderson, and her band are here tonight, and what a pleasure it is to have you here at the KUAC studios, and new songs, brand new songs from your newest album that just came out this week. Is that right?
Yes, it came out August 4.
Oh, and how exciting for you to put out your first full-length album. I know you've had some self-release stuff, and you've been posting things to the web and such, but it's really fun to have a polished product like this to people can have and hold.
I know. It's so wonderful. It's very surreal, too, because this has been a project that I've been working on for, some of these songs are pretty new, but some of them I wrote when I was 19, and this has just been such a surreal journey to have it actually in a tangible form. And
how did it occur to you to apply for the Rasmussen grant, or how does that work? I know that you got the individual artist award through the Rasmussen Foundation, and that makes it possible for artists to get their work out there, and you received one of those, and that's so great that
happened. I'm so grateful to the Rasmussen Foundation. I would not have been able to make this project without their support, and what they do for Alaskan artists is just incredible. I actually heard about this grant because I was a grant writer for the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. And so I was writing grants for the arts festival, and my boss, the director of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, Therese, she actually said, you should go for it. You should write yourself a grant. And I got so much support from, I decided I would go for it, and like she helped me, and the director of the Fairbanks Arts Association, even like Jess Pena, I love you. She even like looked over it for me, and I feel so grateful. I was blown away that I received that. So thank you, Rasmussen.
I love this community. You know, all these people that you're naming are so close to the arts community. Therese Kaptur just retired from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, and Jessica Pena, she's from the Fairbanks Arts Association, and they do the poetry contest, and they have their winning poets on KUAC, and they encourage you to go for this Rasmussen grant, and you got it. That must have been so exciting.
Yeah, it's just a very encouraging and nurturing community. I'm so grateful to live here.
So writing the grant was work in itself, but then came the real work of, oh my gosh, now I've got this. Now I am on the hook for doing this album.
Yeah.
Did you have it fully fleshed out in your mind and on paper? And no, okay.
Oh no. I mean, it's so funny because we had a plan going into this, and then I kept writing new songs and sending them to my producer, and he was like, okay, well, we have to have that song. And so then we changed kind of the layout of the album, but the thesis was always simple things. The thesis was always, I'd rather sing of simple things that have nothing to do with me. So that was the focus. And then we just kind of built from there.
Yeah. So you don't have to have a project fully online and ready to go to get one of these Rasmussen grants. It can be a big idea. And then once you know you've got it, then you can put that idea into reality. And that's what you did.
And Rasmussen is so great, too, because they know, like, when we write out this plan, they know that this plan isn't going to happen exactly how you write it down, because that's just not how life works. So,
And you have a year to do it, right? So, and here you are a year later, or less than a year later, you came out with this album, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Really wonderful. It's sonically, just an orchestrally really put together well. It's a nice experience, and it has a flow to it like an album should, kind of like, you know, of old days of, you know, it's an LP and there's an A side and there's a B side and it has a flow and a story.
I definitely have my producer, Mike Adams, to thank for that. He's one of my best friends, and he helped me even come up with the concept for the grant, and it was really great to work and collaborate with someone that understood my music so well and that understood me as a person so well. And so I think a lot of the cohesiveness and the flow to this album is because of his great brain.
Well, there's a lot of your delightful writing on this album too, and a lot of you comes through. It's not necessarily about you, but a lot of you comes through.
So, it's vulnerable.
It's vulnerable. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Well, what's another? Do you have another off of Simple Things?
Yes, we All do. Right. Should we do Escape Route?
This is Emily Anderson on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Looking
Emily Anderson and her band here at KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And that song, that's one of those songs where I'm like, oh, man, if you date a singer-songwriter, you might, your breakup might make it into a song. Or, you know, part of something or other.
Oh, yeah.
Might make it into a song.
Undoubtedly.
Do people fear that?
Well, they should. No, this is actually a love song called Escape Route. Yeah. It's a deceptive title, but this is about actually the man that I'm currently with.
You haven't found that mistake, like the song says. You haven't had to use the escape route.
Mm-mm, I didn't.
How?
That was my plan, but he ruined my plan. So,
you know, he scattered out this location for you.
I know
that. It was so funny. He was here, I think, during Pledge Drive.
Yep.
Your boyfriend's name, what's his name?
Michael.
Michael was here during Pledge Drive, and he said, oh, yeah, Emily Anderson. I said, oh, I've been meaning to have her on Alaska Live. And he said, well, she's going to be coming out with a new album. And I said, oh, well, perfect. We have this new space that's in TV production, and we've turned it into this nice performance space where we can have an audience. And so we got Mac, one of the producers, to unlock it. And I was like, so just imagine microphones and a carpet rolled out. And he was like, oh, this will be great for her and her band.
Aww.
And so, yeah, he totally scattered it out for you. And it was in the early stages of Alaska Live over here in the archive studios for some filming. So, yeah, that was so cool.
He's a great manager.
Yes, indeed. So Escape Route is another off of your newest album, Simple Things. And, yeah, it's – those songs are – they have a lightheartedness to them. But then again, some of them are, they just hit right here at the heart, you know? And that one, I think people can really relate to, you know? I'm so scared, but yet I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that one, that track actually is really special to me because it was recorded. We did it in a live take with this very band that you see here.
Oh, so this very band is on Simple Things, the album, and that's the one you used, and it's a live take.
Yeah. And so,
explain the difference between live take and a different recording situation when people are putting together.
Yeah, so this is going to take some of the magic out of it for people, but that's okay.
Let's pull back the curtain just a little bit.
Yeah, we'll bring back the curtain. So a lot of these songs actually were recorded kind of piece by piece. Some of them, like the band was recorded in Nashville, or part of the band was recorded in Nashville, and then other instruments were recorded in LA, and other instruments were recorded in Boston, and then we did other stuff in Alaska. And so, like, when you're listening to it, you picture this full band experience, but really it was like just like one person at a time in an ISO booth, and it's very different, but it still has that, you know, cohesive feel. And so Escape Route was really cool for me because it really was the live band. And I love that energy and I love that memory too. Sarah Mitchell, actually, who was in the audience, was there to help furiously write notes in my notebook while we were recording at 10th Planet with Pat
and
Robin.
You were at 10th Planet on this one. Okay,
So it was magical. Pat May was also on that track. He's not here right now, but
He's been on Alaska Live with Thought
he's
Trade.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think it's neat for people to hear how technology has brought all these people together. I mean, you have a lot of different musicians on your album, and technology has made that possible that you could put together this album from, you know, inception to the year that you had the grant and to finished product and printed and here it is.
Technology and road trips.
Yeah.
Definitely made it possible.
Did you have some folks that came from Nashville and Boston come all the way to Alaska on a working vacation?
No, I went there.
Okay.
So I met my producer in, you know, Erie, Pennsylvania, the city that never sleeps. And we drove to Nashville together and recorded in Nashville, and then we flew to LA together, and we were basically just nonstop recording for about a month. And it was a lot. It was very fun, though, and I got to work with a lot of my peers from Berklee College of Music, which was lovely. It was lovely to see them and to get to work with them. So I basically got to assemble my dream team of musicians and
That's
producers.
Right. You were at Berklee School of Music there in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of folks that have come through Berklee School of Music. They've come up here to Alaska on tour, and a lot of Alaskans that have made it down there to go to school.
Yeah.
And it's quite influential in the acoustic music and music world these days.
Mm-hmm. It's a great, great networking school. I hate that word, but that is what it is.
Good one word for a concept. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first time you were ever on Alaska Live on KUAC, it was so sweet. It was with one of your first bands, I think, the Extra
Tufts. With Sabie and Ryan,
Berklee. Yeah. Sabie Flores and Ryan Bowers and Emily Anderson, you were all in a trio called the Extra Tufts.
I wore my Extra Tuff earrings in
you
honor of that.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, see, during the Extra
radio.
Tufts band days, you had on Extra Tuff boots, and it was so cute. But you were all songwriters in that band, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been writing songs for a lot of years.
It's been a while.
Yeah, because I don't remember how many years ago the Extra Tufts were on, but it was half a decade or more at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 9 years ago.
Oh,
that's crazy.
It was a decade ago. Wow. And, you know, you were a young, fresh sound, and this is, you know, you've put together a band that is quite professional, even, I would say. You know, you have some of the best musicians. You've got pros from Fairbanks here. You know, Jeremiah was playing in Sweating Honey a while back and has played in so many bands since then. Thanks for being here on guitar.
Yeah.
And you've got Travis Burrows on drums, and, you know, he's basically played with so many folks, and Rachel Temple on fiddle, and you've played with anywhere from the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra to your own band. Now you have Fireweed Fiddle, and Hannah Schrega. I've seen you performing with Emily many times, and in other bands. Were you in a band with John Hines and those folks?
John Hines used to be in our band.
Oh, John.
Yeah, I've actually sung with Hannah since we were 8 years old.
Really? I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
That
Northland Children's Choir days. Yep. Yep, good times. Lots of cummerbunds.
Northland Children's Choir, lots of cummerbunds. Did you have different colors, cummerbunds?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It was exactly uniform.
Mm-hmm. Always the same color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And button covers.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be seeing those buttons.
Hannah, do you remember meeting Emily in Northland Children's Choir?
I do, actually. Yeah, because I was terrified my first day of choir.
Right, because you were how old?
Oh, 8, maybe.
We were 8. Yeah.
And did you make friends right away?
I think so.
I don't really remember.
Oh, fine.
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Of course.
I made a friend right away.
Were you in different sections or were you in the same section?
I think we started off in different sections, but we slowly navigated towards each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when we were in the middle of the choir, then we wouldn't stop talking. And so
yeah.
I can see you getting in trouble with the director. Your harmonies are almost like those sister harmonies, you know, that you hear with families. And so that makes sense that you have been friends and singing with each other since you were 8. And so that does make sense and just beautiful. And Hannah, you're on this newest album, Simple Things, on many tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's quite exciting to have you here. And you've been in other bands with Emily. Does this band have a name?
The Muskox Riders.
It's Emily Anderson and the Muskox Riders.
Yes.
I love that. It has a very big sense of place.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. And nobody's made that come true yet, right?
Maybe.
No. Kind of.
Kind
Hannah
of.
Is queen of the Muskox.
Oh, it's bold
Are you
title.
Up at Lars?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. So what are you doing with the muskox up there?
Queen.
You are the queen?
Yes. No, I try to reason with them, get them to do things that I want them to do. But
you
want to
get good data from them?
I want to get good data. Yeah, we try to come to a middle ground because they're very stubborn animals. It's a fun time.
Are they born stubborn?
The yes, little one? Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They come out fighting.
Well, it would make sense that you are the muskox riders then. The rest of you are our Lars folks by, you know, the band name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
By association.
Yes, by association. Well, what's next on the set list for Emily Anderson and the muskox riders?
I don't know. Do you guys want to have some feelings? We could have some feelings.
Probably.
Yeah. Should we do Why Did I Let You? This one has a lot of feelings.
Say the storm will pass, the thunder will subside, but I've been losing sleep for weeks and nothing feels right. They say it's for the best, the time will make things right, still I cannot forget your face the night I said goodbye. So I lied to myself, say the timing wasn't right, but you're not my kind of guy. All this heart beats fine on its own, but there's an aching in my chest and I'm waking up alone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Emily Anderson, thank you for being here on Alaska Live. That's so gorgeous with you and Hannah singing, and I like the way that you can pass around the solos in your band, too. You feature your Muskox riders.
Yeah,
so well.
Gotta feature them.
Yeah, you do.
Riders assemble.
The call goes out, riders assemble. You mentioned before when you're asking your band, should we get some feelings out here? And I have your album right here. And it says in script with the snail going along, I suppose you expect me to sing about my feelings.
Yes.
That is so, like, singer-songwriter, of course you're supposed to talk about your feelings and your road trips and your whatever. And so where did that come from?
That is the first line of the album, actually.
Yeah, it's from the title track, Simple Things.
Yeah, from Simple Things. And I wrote that when I was feeling very sad, and I didn't want to write sad songs anymore. And so it was kind of a draining moment to keep writing songs and thinking about how I was feeling when I didn't want to think about how I was feeling. And so then I wrote a song about how I'm feeling. And then actually right after that, I started writing children's songs. So the next day after I wrote Simple Things, I wrote a song about dinosaurs.
Did the song about dinosaurs make it on the album?
It did not.
I think I see a children's at least EP in your future.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, good.
We got a song about pickles. We got a song about dinosaurs.
Those are all really popular things in the kids' world,
absolutely.
I hear. Yeah. T-Rex, for sure. Did you put that in there?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And we've been finding new dinosaurs here in Alaska. So very timely.
You planned it.
When you wrote I suppose you want me to talk about my feelings, or was that supposed to be part of the title track, or did you know what the title track was going to be for this?
When we were going through, Mike, my producer and I, when we were going through the list, that was, Simple Things was always going to be kind of the focal point. So that was kind of how we shaped the whole album. And
was there already a song called Simple Things?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
yes.
Luckily you didn't have to write around that.
We went through this whole catalog of my songs and picked out 12 to 15 that would work for an album. And then that eventually evolved because I kept writing new songs. And then we kind of shifted and took stuff out to make room for the new stuff that was better. So, or different. It was just a part of a different flow.
Or not so. Better, just different. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because the album does have a flow. And if people want to find your album, where can they find it, physically or on the web?
Pretty much anywhere on the web. Mm-hmm. It's on iTunes and Spotify. Please put it on repeat on Spotify when you leave your house. So then I make money.
That's how that works.
That's pretty great.
Of course.
Physically right now it's at the Little Owl Cafe or in my car, and I'll come drive to you.
Uh-huh. You can find you Emily Anderson on Facebook or at EmilyAndersonAK.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's handily right on facing me on your keyboard. That was really smart. I don't know if
my dad went through a labeling phase.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was crazy and like just, you know, oh dad, like why are you labeling all my stuff? And now it's so convenient because I know what cables are mine. And
Mr. Anderson, you are smart in the marketing world too, because I can see even the font you use. So that was really good on your label machine. Parents are a big part of, a young songwriter's life, and they might not had to carry around your ukulele for you, but they probably had to drive around your keyboards for you at first.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're just amazing parents. I'm so lucky.
Some parents want their kids to grow up to be musicians. Some maybe are scared of that.
Yours
were proud.
Mine were, they just trusted me and said, do what you need to do. And so I'm so grateful for that, because that is many musicians, that's not their experience. Because it is a difficult field, and but it's so important. It's really important work, and I think that we should shift that attitude culturally, because there is room for musicians, and there is room for those careers. We just need to start making that happen and making it a priority.
Emily Anderson, you're bona fide, really. I mean, that's... Yeah, we shouldn't start making excuses for artists of why they should exist in our culture. And, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, supporting the arts is hugely important. And, well, and the Rasmussen Foundation, you know, made it possible for you to put out this album. Mm-hmm. And so they are doing their part to support the arts here in Alaska. And that's amazing. And public broadcasting is all part of that. And the folks that came out to your show at the Malamute are all part of that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a good place to be here in Alaska.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you touring the Lower 48 with this band?
I can't bring the whole band.
No, I know.
I mean, unfortunately, they all have lives outside mm-hmm. of my life. So... So selfish of them. I am going to, I would love that. I would love to make that happen someday. Just put it on your calendars, you know, 2020, that's going to happen.
You've got a vision.
Yep. I've got a plan. This fall, I am going to be touring Seattle to LA with a punk duo called Power Snuggle.
Power Snuggle.
I'm so excited.
So are you part of Power Snuggle, or not are you yet opening for Power Snuggle and maybe cameo?
I think what we're going to do is I'm going to join them on some of their songs if they want keys or harmonies or whatever, and then they're going to join me for some of my songs. And we're going to kind of just collaborate as we go, because they live in LA and I live up here, and so we're going to do the best we can to figure out our set list from afar and then just go and be on the road for a while.
Well, power of technology right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you already know each other.
Yeah, power of snuggling, power of technology.
That band name is priceless.
That's pretty great.
When did you come up with the band name for your band with the Muskox Riders? Was Hannah a big part of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
I think it was your idea or Travis's idea.
That sounds
cannot
right.
remember. It was a band practice brainstorm. It was good. Oh yeah, we were the Raiders on accident. And so we might just like oscillate back and forth between being the Muskox Raiders and the Muskox Riders. Ooh. Because we really liked that.
Yeah. Does sound tough. Both of them sound pretty tough.
I know. Interchangeable, really.
Really. This new album it's got to give you a taste of, you know, maybe you want to do more. What are you working on next? I mean, I know it just came out, but of course you're always working on the next project.
Yes. So we've already got a list of songs started for the next project. We want to do a little EP with one of the songs we're going to play later, actually, called Knox Box. So
right,
it's going to be kind of my weirder stuff.
We like weird.
Yeah, I like weird, too. I started, actually, this kind of began at a really strange gig when Travis and I were in the corner of the museum downtown. And we were just alone and no one was really paying attention to us. And so we decided to do one of my songs, just me a cappella and Travis being crazy on drums. And by crazy, I mean like really musical and wonderful, just not like thrashing.
Weird.
yeah. And so then I started thinking, well, what if I started writing music that was like based on vocals and drums? And so We're going to do one like that.
Is that next?
Might as well.
All right.
Good transition.
You set it up so well.
I know. You set it up so well. All right. This is called Nothing But Trouble.
Anderson and getting kind of funky and weird, and hey, that suits you so well too, I think. But that's not, it didn't fit into your album, so you didn't put that one on there.
Yeah.
Well,
next one.
Yeah. Perfect. It's not weird, the last song on the album, but Gray Skies has you and the sound of birds. How did you, were you singing out in the forest like Snow White?
Oh, we're going to ruin the magic again.
Oh, sorry. I just have to know the story. It's so cool.
No, actually, this is actually kind of a magical story. So I really wanted bird sounds. I wanted Alaskan birds, not just like stock, right. You know, you can get.
You download
Pro
that.
Tools. Mm-hmm. Yeah, has a library of whatever. But I really wanted birds that were from Fairbanks, or, you know, staying here temporarily. I don't know their history. but So I went on like this big adventure to go find bird sounds, and I drove way out, and it was like, it was silent. And I'd also heard about like the bears were out. And so I was hiking by myself with my phone in one hand and my bear spray in the other hand, like waiting for the birds. And they were not there. And so,
like, did they see a bear? Is that why they're quiet?
I think so. And that's what, like, I freaked myself out. I totally like ran back to my car. And then that night, I woke up, and I usually like sleep through the night. So it's very unusual for me to just like be wide awake at 3 a.m. But I woke up and I heard these birds singing like crazy. And I lived in town, but we had like a little yard. So I guess, you know, that was the time that they were awake.
Was this in springtime?
No, it was like late May.
Okay.
And so spring-ish.
Yeah, sort of.
Being a son. And I just went outside and held my phone out and recorded for like 5 minutes, just like in awe. And it was silent. There were no cars. It was just random 3 a.m. in my yard.
You didn't have to be scared of the bears.
I didn't
this
have
time.
To be scared. I could be wearing my pajamas. Yeah, so that's how the birds came about.
And so that's the soundtrack that made it on the final cut on the album, Gray Skies. Mm-hmm. It's you and the 3 a.m. birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. White-crowned sparrows.
What kind were they?
There are some white-crowned sparrows
Yeah. The Audubon Society would be very happy with
you.
Know that that's what those are.
I only know what the Audubon Society is because of Tom Lehrer, though, so I don't know how they'd feel about me.
Well, including part of Alaska nature is it's quite the touch to put on the finale, I think. Mm-hmm. And you just did it with your iPhone, and that's it's a neat effect.
Yeah, I thought it was important to capture some of Alaska mm-hmm. in this album, especially because it was, you know, it's made for Alaska. It's for, you know, the Rasmussen Foundation is for Alaskan mm-hmm. artists. And so I thought that would be a nice way to, you know, incorporate the state.
Well, speaking of finale, I think we're there. Let's right. Why don't you introduce your band one more time, and Emily Anderson and the Muskox Riders. Who's in your band?
We've got Hannah Sfraga on vocals, Rachel DeTemple on fiddle, Jeremiah Bakken on guitar, and Travis Burrows on drums. The last one we're going to do for you is one of the singles. It's called Hold Me.
I've been scared of letting go, scared of saying no, scared of leaving. I've been trying to find my way, searching for a name I believe in. And everybody talks too much. And I don't know what I want, don't know what I want. I just wanna be enough. I just wanna be enough. So hold me, oh, hold me, oh, hold me till the light grows dim. Everybody talks too much. empty cage. If they say home is where the heart is, my rooms are an empty cage. If they say home is where the heart is, my rooms are an empty cage. Oh, only, oh, only, oh, only till the light grows dim.
Thank you, Emily Anderson and the Muskox Riders, for coming here to Alaska Live. And thanks to the studio audience for braving the construction here at the Fine Arts Center. And thanks to KUAC-FM's John Peralt and Mark Rippey, KUAC-TV's Mac Landry and Heather Hintzman. And I'm your Alaska Live host, Lori Neufeld.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.